Blog Talk Radio. Is that the end of the song? Jesus Christ. Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm still remembering how to BTR. It's been a while. But, hey, welcome to Love Bites. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm happy to present tonight a live sex and relationship advice call-in show. And tonight my co-host is going to be someone who you might be familiar with. He's called into my show before. He goes by Ace. He's an American board certified internist, addiction medicine specialist, marriage counselor, a staff member at the Huntington Memorial Hospital, and a private practitioner. He's written 12 books on sex and relationship and sex and relationships, and all of which have been New York Times bestsellers. And I'm glad to have him as my co-host tonight. Welcome to the show, Ace. What's up, Ace?
Howard, did you just fucking dox me on radio?
I didn't say your name, though.
Well, I mean, goddamn, seriously. Anyway, yeah, what's up?
Hey, welcome to the program. Thanks for doing this with me. As you know, there are a lot of... let's just say dysfunctional relationships that are on that are sort of rampant on the internet, and I think a show like this is important and needs to be done. And I think with your background and experience and mine, I've actually had sex with almost a dozen women, and I've been in three failed relationships, and I've never been married. So I think I'm as qualified to speak on this subject as anyone, and I'm glad to have you here for the institutional support. And I'm looking forward to taking calls with you today. The lines are open, folks. If you have a question that you would like to pose to myself or Ace, we're here to help. The number's 347-826-7667. Call in, press the number 1 on your keypad. We have quite a few people holding online on hold, but nobody with their hand up. This is going to be a short one, folks. This is going to be a quickie. We only have 30 minutes live, and then we're going to go, if we have to, we'll go into overtime. But we're here to help. This is not entertainment. We're here for you, okay? So take advantage of us. The number 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air, unscreened. Who's this?
Oh, Vince. It's been a while.
Hi. Is this Monica?
Shut the fuck up. Vince.
Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Sorry, Gretchen. My bad. I always mistake you for Monica. My bad. Gretchen, what's up? You have a question for Ace or myself?
Yes. Where did I go wrong with these assholes that just abandoned me? You know, he didn't even want me to blow him. I offered all the time.
Well,
you're gonna be have to be a little more specific here. Ace is a professional, but he doesn't read minds. Okay.
You do, Vince.
Well, I can't. Okay, I have some insight into your
phone number. You don't know who this is?
Huh? It's Gretchen. This isn't Gretchen? Is this, Sylvia?
No, I'm serious. How could somebody say, no, I don't want to fuck your ass at DEF CON? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, DEF CON. Well, see, this is entirely different territory altogether.
Yeah.
Did you have, like, maybe an ugly avatar on your social media profile? Or?
Yes, I am hideous. I have many freckles.
Wow.
Oh, well, there you go. Wait, are you a ginger? Are you a ginger?
Oh,
yeah, that it sort of comes with the territory. You were born without a soul, so that's going to cause some problems in your relationships. I would suggest finding another ginger. That way,
then you get the ugly calico ginger kids. Fuck no.
Well, basically, what this is, you know, is anytime a male
Rebel's pissed off, 3 minutes left.
Anytime a male achieves an orgasm, a little bit of his soul actually leaves through the tip of the penis. And, you know, gingers are notorious for not having souls, thus seeking out other souls.
No,
so,
au contraire. That means I have like 800 or 900 souls in my stomach.
Only if you suck them out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there you go. Maybe he wanted to keep his soul. Who knows?
Oh. Hey, you should go to Legion Ops for 2 hour, you guys, because I'm gonna drink more. And there's a lot of sex stuff.
You know, we're not here. We're not here to play around. We're here to help you. So
fine, take another caller. I'm sure they're all raising their hands now because you know I just opened up with anal, but nobody else is.
Actually, no one has risen their hand. I'm kind of disappointed. Uh-oh. There's quite a few people holding. Don't be shy. We only have a little bit of time. We have limited time here.
Fine, I'll self-mute.
No. Yeah, no, you don't have. Okay, fine. All right. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air with Dr. Ace and Vincent LeBay. What's up? Hello, caller. Block number. You're live.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Who is this?
Oh, man. I don't want to say my name. We'll just call me JP.
All right, JP. What's going on?
Well, you know, I've been in a few relationships, and it just never seems to really amount to a whole lot. You know, it just kind of feels fake, you know. It's like I don't know if they really care about me, you know. Lately, I've just decided to take a little time and take a time to, you know, like, just, like, look around me, you know, because in my life, dude, there's been heartache and pain, and I don't know if I can take it again. I can't stop now. I want to know what love is. I want Vince to show me.
Okay. Yeah, we have an overzealous caller here. Ace, do you want to field that one?
Yeah. I think really the only thing you can do for yourself at this point is to acquire a weapon and point it directly at your forehead and pull the trigger.
There you go.
Because if
appreciate
you ever,
the call. 347-826-7667 is the number of Vince of the Bay. I'm with Ace. You can follow him on Twitter. He goes by Official Ace on Twitter. That's spelled with a zero for the O, therefore proving that he's elite and able to not only hacksaw your computer, but also your brain and your panties.
I've been doing a lot of that this week, actually.
What the hell? Why do I only have 90 seconds in my show? What the fuck?
Because scheduled it for 15 minutes, you butthole.
Oh, shit, dude. Okay, hang on. Let me fix something here.
Dude, you're not going to make it.
See, look, I did that, too.
Fucking amateur.
Yeah, so what are you doing after the show?
Are you talking to me or Vince? Me? I'm probably going to cry. That's what I've been doing for 2.5 days.
Why would I be talking to Vince?
Because he's the host.
Why would I be asking him what he's doing after his show?
Because you're BFF. That's what BFFs do. Your sidekick shit. You're plotting and plan. We're, you know, taking over the Twitter world. I don't know. Are we in green?
I guess we are. I don't know if this is actually being broadcasted right now. Oh. Hopefully it's...
I'm supposed to fillet you.
It's all part of the plan here. So.
Oh, my God.
Canadian, are you?
I'm nothing. It doesn't matter.
So you're Canadian?
I'm a robot, actually. No. 19 seconds. Holy shit. Is he going to make it? Oh, no.
Well, that sucks. I can't change the...
It's all right.
The duration during the show.
Take
oh, well.
One says you can have 2 hours with him.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That was my bad.
Oh.
I changed the start time, and I obviously didn't change the duration. So I'm just learning here, folks. I haven't done BTR in months, so give me a break.
Yeah.
But we still have...
Move it to Eastern time and pretend it's midnight or something?
Well, it used to be you could just go into the thing and edit the duration, but I'm not seeing that now.
Blog Talk Radio, so they're the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't really miss this at all, to be honest.
So inefficient.
But, well, hell, we still have 4 people on the line and 15 more minutes, so... We'll just keep going. Obviously,
they're so upset in the room, in the chat.
Who?
Like, what the fuck? All the chatters. They're like, we just got here. Bye.
Who is this chick on the line? Because she sounds
high. I'm pretty sure this is Monica. This is a gal I used to date in high school. And I think this is a form of retribution.
What the fuck?
What is the reason why you date her? How come it didn't work out?
Uh-huh.
Hmm?
Why didn't it work out, the emo in Vegas?
Yeah.
No, because he's married.
So?
That's what I thought. I thought that's what you do in Vegas. But
wait a second. Are you being serious? Did you really – wait, you really went with a guy to DEF CON and you wanted to blow him and he wouldn't do that? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, I was going to this DEF CON.
You're going to go blow a guy at DEF CON and what?
Two to three guys.
There's what?
Two to three of them.
My
same
God,
time.
Woman. What are you, hedging your bets? What the hell's going on?
Oh. At the same
so wait,
time,
okay, well, look, not all is lost, all right? You got plenty of time till DEF CON. It's not till August, all right? And if you've offered to perform sexual favors for two to three of them, chances are, well, first of all, you're probably dealing with some nerds, so a couple of them probably won't show up because just out of fear of, I don't know, human interaction. But you might be lucky. One of them might actually show up. You got to be gentle, though. You really do. These hacker people, they're kind of a fickle bunch, and you can easily scare them off. It's important to speak their language. Don't say masturbate. Say fap. Don't say. Don't call people idiots. Call them potatoes. What else?
Oh,
what am I missing here?
You're pretty much on the right track.
Yeah. Also,
don't ever call them by their real life names. Make sure you always refer to them by their handles, as they like to call them.
Right. Yeah. I'll only use their nicknames. If you find out their real name, do not call out their real name during sex. Okay? They will lose their erection immediately. For fear that they will be doxed. They call it doxing when you reveal somebody's personal information on the internet. It's called doxing. Anyway, thanks, caller. Appreciate the call. There are a few more folks on the line. If you want to jump in here, we got a few minutes left. Don't be shy. Press the number one if you would like to ask Ace or myself a question. Ace, I wanted to do a quick little thing where both of us reveal our hottest thing of the week. I'm hoping that we can try to do this show over again at some point and maybe even extend it to a half an hour. But one of these segments I want to explore is both of us presenting the hottest thing we've seen all week. And I'm going to start things off and say that the hottest thing I saw this week was Amy Adams in American Hustle. Not only did she turn in a stellar performance that is mucho Oscar worthy, but she is clad in the most skimpy 70s outfits you could ever imagine. She is just a fucking flame ball of fucking sexuality, and she's super hot in that movie. She is a ginger, and I recognize she has no soul, but she's a skilled Hollywood actress, and she's great at pretending that she has a soul when she does that in the movie. And I would give her my D any day of the week. So that's my hottest thing of the week. What do you think?
Well, you know, I agree she's hot as hell, but, you know, Jennifer Lawrence isn't a bad looker herself. But mine, personally, for me, I don't know if you know this individual. It's actually a Twitter user.
Uh-huh.
But her name is red_red_red. And she's a ginger as well, but...
Yeah, she is a ginger, yeah.
Have you seen that ass? Because if you haven't, I'm going to have to send it to you in DM later, because I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely, send me. I've only seen her Avi pic. She looks pretty attractive from that. And I am following her and interacting with her on Twitter. She's quite a card. She seems pretty funny and sexy, and yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, she's hot.
She likes to subtweet, you know. She's kind of like a masochist, maybe like even a sadist. She likes to inflict pain. Like the other day, she baked me some cookies and completely fucking obliterated them before giving them to me. So I guess this was some sort of, I don't know, maybe an innuendo. She wants to step on my cubes. I don't know. I find it hot, though. She's fucking gorgeous.
You're a lucky man, Ace. She's a hot one. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Not as hot as Amy Adams, but she's hot. Don't get me wrong. She's hot.
Yeah, close. You're not as hot as Amy Adams if you hear this.
Cool, man. All right, well, I'm going to give the folks that are holding one more opportunity to press 1 and join us. If not, we're going to sign off here. Anybody holding on the line want to pipe up, now's your chance. Press the number 1 if you want to join us. If not,
forever hold
your penis. No?
Well,
hey, Ace, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks so much for calling in. I apologize for my technical malfunctions and not clicking the 30-minute box instead of the 15-minute box. But
that's so big. This was a show on failed relationships, and, you know, like all relationships, relationship Blog Talk Radio seems to be failing. So we just have to work on that and reschedule for next
week. I know. I definitely need, you know, I kind of rushed this thing, and I'm not surprised it didn't live up to what I was hoping. Oh, wait, we got one more caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, this is Serge. How are you guys?
Hey, Serge. I'm doing great. How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing well. You know, surge is in, like, what happens when I think about Ace. You know, there's this surge in my pants, and it makes me feel wonderful.
I get the same surge. I can totally relate.
We should all get together then, because I think it would be really a lot of fun. What do you say, Ace?
How much money you got?
Oh, no. No, I don't do it for money. I don't accept payments. No, I would be completely...
I didn't say you did it for money. I'm saying I might make some money. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think you're serious.
I think he's thinking more along the lines of like a paid internet webcam site.
No, I'm thinking flesh to flesh because, you know...
Well, no, there's definitely flesh to flesh. Yes, but no, I'm a videographer, and I can easily document this and stream it over the internet for $3.99 a minute.
That's true, but you know the thing is, I really, really like peaches, and since I'm not really into women, I tend to enjoy, like fuzzy tops of heads, like Ace has got. So. I don't know. Maybe it's that Georgia thing. It's just the way I am.
Have you ever seen the movie The Dallas Buyers Club?
You know, I've been meaning to see that. No. Is it good? Do you recommend it?
It's actually your autobiography. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to.
That is amazing. See, because I've
been
trying to sell my
autobiography. Wow, hey, I'm jealous. I don't even have an autobiography out yet. So, hey, you're one step ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Well, Vince, see, the thing is that, you know, I'm one of those people where my story sort of gets out, and people just take it. They don't pay for it. They just take it. And that's what I want to do with Ace. I just want to take it. I just want to have it. For
all right. Well, it sounds like we can perhaps get you together with our producers offline, and they'll arrange that. But we got to wrap it up here, folks. Thanks for coming out. Final thoughts, Ace, before we exit here.
I'm gonna find whoever the fuck that was and file a restraining order. But other than that, thoroughly enjoyed it. We have to find a way to make it a little bit longer next time. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. This was kind of something that I just sort of thought about and decided to do on a whim. And unfortunately, my day was a little bit longer than I expected, and so I didn't have enough time to do proper pre-production. But we'll do it a little bit longer next time and see how that goes. And then, I don't know, if it seems to catch on, we'll take it from there and think about extending it even longer.
That works.
All right, Ace, thanks for coming out, bro. Until next time, I'm Vince of the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceinTheBay. Follow Ace on Twitter. He's at Official Ace. That's official with a zero for an O. And until next time, remember, Vince in the Bay loves you.